Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. This is the next in our series on friendship and virtue. Today, the virtue of bravery. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first mystery. The third cardinal virtue is fortitude, otherwise known as courage or bravery. This is the virtue that enables us to overcome our fears and to do the right thing even when we have strong feelings against it. Fortitude prompts us to take action or stay the course even when we're threatened by significant suffering and loss, because we know that the good we're clinging to, the good that we are pursuing, is more important than the good we're risking. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second mystery. Fortitude is about overcoming fear in order to do the right thing. Fear is the fear of losing some good thing, like our health, our relationship, our work. But at its root, it is the belief that without it, without this thing that we fear losing, we can't be happy because we've made it too important. And that is why we fear its loss. Now, the primary human fear is the fear of death, because death represents the loss of everything, which is why our Lord says that no one has greater love than this, to lay down his life for his friend. Because in laying down our lives, we are laying down all earthly goods at our disposal. So to be really brave, we can't be dominated by a fear of death. If we are, then as the book of Hebrews says, we will be kept in slavery to the devil all our lives. But if we are willing to die and lose all earthly goods for the right cause, then we should be willing to lose some earthly goods for the right cause too. To be really brave, we have to look around at everything we care about: family, friends, job, reputation, health, financial security. And we have to ask God to give us the grace so that, if need be, we can do the right thing, even if it means letting go of the things that matter deeply to us. Because that is what courage means. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third mystery. Now we said that fortitude is about overcoming fear in order to do what is right. But that doesn't mean the brave person is without fear. In fact, if someone were truly fearless, it would not be a sign of courage, but a lack of love, because fear arises from love. We fear losing what we care about, which means that if a person had no fear at all, it would suggest they have no love at all. And that's not a virtue, that's a vice. Now, what makes a person brave is not that he has no fears, but that his fears, like his loves, are rightly ordered. It is virtuous to love some things more than others, and therefore to fear losing them more, because they are greater goods. For example, I should fear losing my marriage more than my job, because it's far more important than any job. Courage, then, is the willingness to hold fast to greater goods, even at the cost of lesser ones. And ultimately, we are willing to be faithful to God, even if it means losing everything else. In this way, bravery is the readiness to sacrifice lesser things for the sake of greater ones. And so at the end of the day, courage is an expression of prudence. And prudence says to prioritize what matters most. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth mystery. So if you want to be brave, you have to start by figuring out your priorities. What matters most? What do you fear losing the most? What do you love the most? The answers to those questions should all be the same. The answer to all those questions should be God. He is, objectively, the most important thing there is, the best thing. So we should love Him the most, and we should fear losing Him the most. That's why Scripture says that the beginning of wisdom is fear of the Lord. It could also say that the beginning of courage is the fear of the Lord. because you can only be prudent and brave if you prioritize God above all things. That will make you fear losing Him the most, and that will make you willing to sacrifice everything for Him, if need be, which is the summit of the virtue of fortitude. Again, examining our fears reveals what we love. So what do you fear most? Do you worry most about success in your work, your finances, your children's future, your marriage, your reputation, your health? Whatever you fear losing most is what you love most. And if that is not God, then your loves are out of order. And that will cause you to fail in bravery. But if you love God above all, desire union with Him more than anything else, and fear above all offending Him, then your loves are rightly ordered. And that is the beginning of wisdom and the beginning of courage. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth mystery. Virtue is having your loves in the right order, and fortitude is the willingness to sacrifice lesser goods for the sake of greater ones. We should love created things, our lives, our children, our friendships, our work, and the material goods God has given us. It is good to love these things, and it's right to fear losing them. If we didn't, it wouldn't be courage. It would be a lack of appreciation. But true happiness and salvation are found in God alone. Created goods will eventually fail us or pass away. God will not. And the people in our lives can't save us, and we can't save them, but God can. So however much we love created things, we must love God more. And however much we fear being separated from any creature, from any created thing, we must fear being separated from God above all. When our loves and our fears are rightly ordered, we will know what to hold on to and what to let go of. And when sacrifice is required, we'll be ready. And that is courage, the willingness to sacrifice lesser goods for the sake of the greatest good, and in doing so, to find true happiness for ourselves and for those we love. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So, Teresa, We have not had a conversation about Project Hail Mary yet, have we?
We did promise to.
We did promise to. In fact, I was having lunch with a wonderful couple from another state who are very committed to the Rosary podcast. They came into Kansas City today and we were having lunch and they reminded me that we promised.
Mm-hmm.
And this is actually the perfect
opportunity. Perfect themes and meditation.
Yeah. But I think we got to set it up. So if you haven't read the book or seen the movie Project Hail Mary and you don't want it spoiled, stop here. Now, in the book and movie Project Hail Mary, a crisis unfolds. Something is causing the stars in the galaxy to lose their energy. And if it continues, the sun will fade, the earth will freeze, and humanity will die. A scientist, Dr. Ryland Grace, is chosen to help find a solution. Eventually, a desperate plan is formed. Three people will take a one-way mission to the only star in another galaxy that is unaffected by this phenomenon. grace refuses. Why? Because the good he is being asked to die for, humanity, is real, but abstract and impersonal. And it's not enough to draw courage out of him. So faced with death, self-preservation wins. So they drug him, and they send him anyway. And when he awakens from a medically induced coma, he discovers that his two crewmates have died. Now he's alone in another galaxy with no way home. But then something unexpected happens. An alien, a rational person from another planet, arrives at the same star because his planet is in the same situation. And he also is alone because his crew is dead. And then they find a way to communicate. They begin to work together. And over time, something deeper forms. They become friends. And together, they actually discover a solution. And Dr. Grace sends the saving information back to the Earth. The alien's advanced technology gives him enough fuel to return home. They say their goodbye. They depart to their respective planets. But then Dr. Grace realizes something his new friend doesn't know. Something that will destroy his friend's ship before he gets home. So now he has to make a choice. Return to Earth and save himself, or turn around, find his friend, save him, and accept that he will lose his life. He will never return home. But this time, his choice is simple. What Dr. Grace couldn't do for the abstract good of humanity, he now does freely and quickly for the love of his friend. Friendship changes everything. Friendship makes his love personal, and friendship unlocks courage, the willingness to lay down one's life for his friend. So, after...
That was a very good summary.
After watching the movie, Teresa, and meditating on the virtue of courage, what are you reflecting on?
Well, especially because we also recently did meditations on friendship, I think it's so interesting, despite how extreme and out there and impossible this story is and their friendship is, because it's Ryan Gosling and an alien. There were two things actually about the circumstances that led to their friendship that I actually thought are very replicatable. I don't think that's the word, but...
Repeatable.
It's something we can apply to how we form friendship that's really, really unique to their situation, but not as unique as we think, which is in their friendship comes out of a situation in which they both know death is possible and almost certain. So they're very, very aware of death, their own mortality, and the risks that are at stake. But they also know, they have this strange beginning to their friendship because it's in this place of absolute wonder for the thing that they're meeting, especially from Ryland Grace's perspective, because at this point, we're assuming that humanity doesn't think that there's life out there. And then suddenly you're alone, you're in utter isolation, and now you're not only within companionship, but you're in awe of the creature that you're meeting. And that second thing reminds me of what C.S. Lewis said, to keep in mind that everyone we're meeting is either going to be beautiful and unimaginable in heaven, or in contrast, a wretched creature, but it's such a wonder towards the people that we're meeting, and the awareness that we're mortal. We're all at some risk of dying, and making peace with that, knowing that, and knowing, I think that changes how we look at friendship as not a casual, meaningless thing on the side. It's our purpose, it's our mission, and it's really we are actively living lives that are as extreme and wonderful and brilliant as Project Hail Mary. Yes. Because even though the people we're meeting every day aren't extraterrestrials, they are so unimaginably interesting.
Yeah.
If we choose to see it that way. And life is so unimaginably interesting if we realize that death isn't just an option, it's a guarantee.
Yeah.
We don't see our life as something where we're constantly risking death the way that he is in venturing out into space near this star. But memento mori, like, that is objectively part of our life every day.
Yeah, I love these two repeatable characteristics that you bring up. So let me throw one thing in,
mm-hmm.
and then come back to these two characteristics.
Go ahead.
So the main character, Dr. Grace,
mm-hmm.
he does not have love, joy, or bravery,
mm-hmm.
because he doesn't have friendship on Earth.
Mm-hmm.
And it's only once that he develops friendship that then love, joy, and bravery come.
Mm-hmm.
So friendship is absolutely essential to virtue.
Which, even from just analyzing the plot, you can say over half the plot is just developing that friendship. The problem solving is a huge part of it, but so much of it is dedicated just to developing the friendship of these two characters, because the story doesn't work without it.
Exactly.
Life doesn't work without it.
That's the point.
We don't work without it.
That's the point. Life doesn't work without friendship.
Mm-hmm.
And what we'll see in a few meditations is that not only is life dependent on friendship, so is salvation.
Mm-hmm.
Then if friendship is that important, now we come back to your two key repeatable characteristics of friendship.
Mm-hmm.
Common project or activity.
Mm-hmm.
The only way to develop true friendship, you got to have a common project, a common activity,
mm-hmm.
something that you do together. Remember our definition of friendship? Friendship is a bond between two or more people united in pursuing something greater than themselves. So you got to be doing some activity, some project that you're doing with somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
But the second key characteristic is conversation. Why? Because that's where you learn about the other person. That's where you can begin to delight in the other person. And what I love about the movie, and it's drawn out even better in the book, Dr. Grace has to come up with a very unique way to learn to have a conversation with this mm-hmm. alien, because they don't speak mm-hmm. the same language. But once they find a way for conversation, the friendship explodes.
Mm-hmm. But I think we all struggle, at least in different times of our life or different circumstances, or even with different people that were like, oh, I could never talk to someone who's really in STEM because I just don't understand that stuff. Or someone who's in STEM being like, I couldn't really talk to an artist because I don't really understand that stuff. That's like our own language barrier.
Mm-hmm.
They have such an incredible language barrier, something that's so, as far as they can perceive, insurmountable. And obviously there's some leaps in suspension of disbelief, you could say, that it's so easy for them to communicate once they do figure it out. But there's a determination. They have to learn to communicate with this person. They have to make this possible because they have a problem to get at.
Yeah.
I feel like it shows that there's objectively going to be difficulty and that it's objectively worth it.
Yeah. For the sake of friendship.
Because too often we can look at it and say, well, we just don't get each other. We're never going to get each other. Let's move on. It kind of helps, though, that these two characters are isolated. So they're the only two options.
But it wasn't the isolation that brought about the friendship. It was the common goal, the common project.
Absolutely. I'm just saying it's an interesting element of the circumstances, because too often we'll just pass over people. But when you always emphasize that we need to build these relationships with the people that are already in our lives,
yeah.
Don't keep cutting people off and saying, you're not my kindred spirit. You're not my kindred spirit. You're not the one for me. I'm going to go search to the ends of the earth for someone who I think completes me better. We're not actually just going the extra mile to communicate with the people that are in front of us and are going to be there no matter what.
Yeah. Yeah. The more that I reflect on the virtues, the more that I see friendship is the foundation of virtue and it is the summit of virtue. And it brings the greatest joy.
Well, friendship is just a non-filial, non-romantic love. And love is the mission of this life. If God is love.
Yeah. So, my resolution, my takeaway from all this is that I want to be ever more, even more committed to building real friendships with the people in my life, which means I got to take the initiative to create the activities, the common activities, the projects, the pursuits, and I have to be willing to invite, and I have to be willing that when they flake, to keep going and not be upset.
We have to take the initiative to learn to communicate.
Yep. Because it's a great enough good, it's worth the sacrifice.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.